Today we are talking about a very famous rock star. Paul Hewson is arguably the most influential pop star of the modern era. He's better known by his stage name, Bono Vox, and he performs as the front man for the Irish rock band U2. This energetic singer is recognised worldwide for his chart-stopping recordings and sold-out concert performances. But he's also famous for his involvement in numerous charities and causes. Bono is no stranger to controversy. A friend of presidents and princes, his often outspoken statements on matters of universal significance and social justice have, at times, divided his fans and followers. Bono was born in 1960 in Dublin, in what he remembers as a rough neighbourhood, a high tower block area with gangs running loose. He formed the band U2 at the age of 17 at Mount Temple, Ireland's first comprehensive school. This young man and his three friends could not have imagined that their group would eventually become one of the most successful rock bands of all time. Throughout his career, Bono has made no secret of his adherence to the Christian faith. In 1983, he said, "It is my belief in God that enables me to get up in the morning and face the world. I believe that there is a logic and reason for everything." While most rock stars wallow in the excesses of an extravagant lifestyle, Bono has chosen to use his talents for the good of his fellow man. In concert, he often challenges the status quo and champions the cause of the poor and oppressed, with an emphasis on those suffering disadvantage in developing and war-torn countries. With passion and perseverance, he has earned the right to be heard by politicians and policymakers of all persuasions. In his songs, the lyrics often deal with themes of sacrifice, hope, and abiding love. Anthems such as "When Love Comes to Town," "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For," and 40 are well known to fans and critics alike. Bono's song lyrics are both comforting and confronting. When Bono sings, "He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm, many will see and hear," it is an affirmation of faith. And when he intones, "I was there when they crucified my Lord, I held the scabbard when the soldier drew his sword, I threw the dice when they pierced his side, but I've seen love conquer the great divide," his audience hears a universal truth. Bono is no mere pontificating rock star. He is an astute observer of the human condition, genuinely concerned for the well-being of others, and he has the ability to rally supporters and to encourage them to be proactive in assisting the less fortunate. He is, without a doubt, a Christian who has made a difference. Christians made